All right, now a request for this came in over the fax machine because it is scary and it's very haunting. The cat call.
Oh.
And Chuck has never heard this, and it's Rita's one of Rita's favorite things.
All right, just to give you a tad on the setup, Chuck, you know how we love the setup. This is an actual.
Right. I could do a setup snap here as well. Yeah.
Don't. We'll keep this as close as we can. But this is an actual 911 call. And that's really all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. And here it is.
Thank you. Yes, I contacted the animal shelter right next to the Humane Society because I want to have my cat put to sleep. They said to call the police if they considered it an emergency. I want to have my cat put to sleep.
Okay, I don't know what you want the police to do about it.
Well, I thought maybe they could. Well, that's what the number said, to call, contact the police. Are you the police?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, do they have some kind of measure where they do something with the cat in case of a real emergency where the cat is detrimental to the other person? He's detrimental to me. He's scared of me, and I'm reacting to the fact that he's scared of me, so I'm scared being in my apartment, being with him, alone with him, because he scares me, because he's scared of me, and we're reacting to each other, and I certainly don't want to, I'm not that kind of a, I'm not an inhumane person, and I would never let the cat out the back door and just let it roam around. I want to make sure it's put to sleep.
Well, how long have you been acting like this?
Forever. And so I want to.
What do you mean forever?
Forever. For as long as I've had him, it's forever.
Okay, so why is it so important today then?
Well, anyway, could you have him put to sleep today?
I can't, no.
Well, who does it?
Animal Control does it. And if they're not there today, there's nothing I can do to help you.
The machine said call the police at 291-1111. If
it would you am stop I yelling at me?
Well, you are yelling at me, too.
No, I'm not.
That's just about it.
I'll tell you what. How can it be an emergency if you've had this cat all this time and all of a sudden now today it's an emergency?
How do you know how long I've had the cat? You didn't even ask.
I did, too.
I found out the cat's scared of me. Right now, while I'm yelling, the cat is scared.
Mm-hmm.
He's petrified. And I'm not about to just let him walk out the back door. Should I do that? Should I just throw him out the back door and let somebody kill him or I'm starving to death? I thought I'm doing the most proper, humane thing to do is to put him to sleep, for Pete's sake. Good Lord, what do you think I am? A killer? I'm telling you right now that somebody's got to pick that cat up from the police department, or all hell's going to break loose here.
I'm telling you, the police department does not pick up.
They might have put the number down there. Why? Why did they put the number? Call the police. What am I crying wolf? You think this is fun for me? I don't like to call the police. No way, no how. And I get f***ers like you don't even know how to deal with me. I'd like to put you to sleep. My cat's a collar, but you're a dog. You're nothing but a dog.
Well, just keep talking because it's all on tape, okay?
I really don't care what you say. What, are you going to call me back and arrest me for my mind, speaking my thoughts, that I can't stand your f***ing guts? Your toilet paper, worse than me, your shit. People like you, you stink.
Have you done yet?
I don't know, did I say enough? Did you get offended? I suppose not. You can't get offended because you don't got no heart. You only got a outer soul of mine. I don't even know you, but I can tell you right now. You're an asshole. Material. Ditto. Well, call me, I don't care. I'll tell them that you're the screwed up bitch who made the wench eat my and piss on my cat, so I had to call you up, and my poor cat's scared, and you don't give a damn. You bitch. You should be put to sleep. You should be put to sleep. You should die. I'd like to kill you myself.
Well, ma'am, why don't you tell me where you are?
Oh, I thought you knew already. You gotta sell that tape.
Well, you don't want to give your address, huh?
I'll give my address. Does that make it better?
Yeah, it does. So that's not coming out to see you. What's your address?
Why don't you go fly a kite with a hole in it?